This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to tell you an even more powerful story than the story I told you about Joshua and the story of the family giving their vacation to Joshua, even though that's a great story. I love that story. It's a true story. It's another story. It comes out of the early 1900s. A wealthy family lived in a nice neighborhood of a major city, perhaps New York City. They had a daughter, 11 or 12 years old, who was into collecting dolls. And she had her room, I don't know if you've ever been in a girl's room like this, where there were dolls everywhere. The bed was covered with dolls. The dressers were covered with dolls. The shelves up on the wall had dolls. Around the perimeter of the ceiling, there was another level of shelves where dolls were everywhere. Probably 40, 50 dolls in this girl's room. The mother noticed that every day there was a girl the same age that walked by the house on her way to school with a shabby coat, tattered shoes, just was obviously a very poor child. And so the mother came up with this great idea. She went to her daughter and said, "Why don't you give one of your dolls to this little girl that walks by?" You know, the girl wrestled and struggled with which doll to give to her because she didn't want to part with any of them. She didn't want to give any of her dolls away. But finally, she was able to make the decision. She was able to finally decide, "I'll give her this doll." It was missing an eye, and part of the clothing was missing, and it was tattered, and it was the least valuable of all her dolls. And she said, "This is the doll I'll give to her." And so the mother said, "Okay, we'll give it to her." The next time the girl walked by, they went out and stopped her, and the girl was thrilled. Absolutely, positively thrilled to receive this tattered doll from this wealthy young girl. And she took it and thanked them profusely. The author of this story said a week later, that girl with her new doll, her new tattered doll, walked into the bedside of a sick little girl, friend of hers, who was even poorer than she was. Perhaps the implication was this girl was even dying. And so when the little girl came in with her doll, she just assumed that this girl was bringing her the doll. She wasn't, had no intention of giving it away, but that's what the little girl in the sick bed thought, and puts her arms out and says, "Thank you for bringing me that doll." And you know what that little girl did? She gave it to her and said, "It's for you. It's for you." And the author of the story said this: the first little girl gave out of her abundance. Didn't cost her anything. But the second girl gave out of her poverty. It cost her everything. I think you know where I'm going. The blessing ultimately is upon that second girl, because like the widow, she gave out of her poverty. And the Lord would honor that and bless that. Maybe we just ought to have a time of prayer as we close before we sing. Let's just bow our heads and pray together. Father, I just commit this message to you. I don't know who needs it in particular, but I do know I need it. I don't know if anybody else needs that message from Luke 21, but I sure do. It's convicted me. Just like it convicted me when that family said, "We're giving up our vacation for Joshua." I knew I didn't do that. My children didn't do that, but they did. I'm convicted by that story of that little girl who said, "I'll give the doll that was given to me out of somebody's wealth. I'll give out of my poverty and give it to this other girl who's sick and dying." Lord, give us that kind of spirit today as we serve you. Help us to be willing to be risk takers for the kingdom, not just for the system. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.